Good morning, Ms. Andrews. Speaker, how can I help you?
Hi, Ms. Andrews. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm okay. I'm calling. Are you still the service coordinator for Ms. Maxine?
I am.
Okay. So, just to give you a heads up, we do have an aide. It's not, the case isn't fully staffed, and we did make the social worker at the hospital aware that it's not fully staffed and she was discharged. So we do have an aide there, but I feel like she's going to end up in the hospital again. Apparently, she doesn't want to do anything that she doesn't want to, I guess, the caregiver can't pick her up on her own, apparently, as for the patient. She's trying, but she seems to be like a two-person assist. And the patient, from what my coordinator said, she just keeps defecating on herself, and she changed her like 4 times. So, and this aide is actually, she used to be, I think she used to work at a hospital or something like that. So she kind of knows how to work with patients, but I have a feeling she's going to end up in the hospital again today.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give you a heads up about it, because we did inform the social worker from the hospital that we don't have it fully staffed. But we did send the aid that we had so that she wouldn't be by herself.
Okay. And so how many hours is the current aid doing?
Let me look. She's only doing Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
That's what I have scheduled.
And right now, Ms. Maxine is just defecating on herself?
Yeah, she said she changed it like 4 times yesterday. And she thinks she probably has some kind of, like, dementia or some mental, alter mental status or something going on.
Okay. So, all right. Let me just reach out to Ms. Maxine and find out what's going on. I know there's some behavioral health issues going on right now. But as far as, I know she was supposed to be sent home with a Hoyer list.
Let me ask. Sarah, do you know if she was sent home with a Hoyer list? No, she doesn't have a Hoyer list.
Maybe she declined it. Okay. All right. So if she keeps defecating on herself.
I know she
is.
She has a wheelchair, but supposedly the wheelchair is too big. Let me see if she has a caregiver to move her. She asked for something. I think now she wants probably a Hoyer list. She did speak to her coordinator yesterday and said if there's anything that we can send her to help her, I guess the caregiver to help her move, but we can't do that. We told her that she has to reach out to the insurance.
Well, yeah, so while she's in the hospital, I talked to the social workers myself and asked for a Hoyer list, and the social worker said they would do that. Ms. Maxine could have declined the Hoyer list.
Oh.
But okay.
And my coordinator just told me that she was been calling the aide all night. Ay, ay, ay.
Calling the aide at home?
Yeah, like on her phone. It was 1 a.m.
Okay. What is she calling the aide for?
I'm not sure. Sarah, did she tell you if she answered or where she was calling her? Assuming that she probably needed the help, but... Did the caregiver say why Maxine was calling her? The aide?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's... Try. Yeah, I don't know if she is total care or she's acting like total care, but it's a little complicated with how she's acting.
And that's my whole thing. I never met her in person. I just became new to her. I'm not sure if she's bedridden or not, because everyone I spoke to say that's what she's saying, she's bedridden. So I don't know if she can move or not.
Yeah. Because I think she can. I mean, I assuming that the hospital wouldn't discharge her with just one aide if she is total care, but she's acting like she is total care if she is not. I don't know either, but she's probably going to end up going right back to the hospital.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to her. Ed does submit this paperwork. Let me just reach out to her and see if we can deal with it. It sounds like if she's defecating on herself, it sounds like she if she wasn't discharged home with any
equipment or anything. I mean, I don't know.
When I talk to the social workers, and I'm sure, they're not going to discharge her home with any type of infections without any medication, and they would let, you know, us know or at least speak to you guys about it. So I have to call Beata as well because she has a wound care nurse coming out as well, so I have to call them back too. So, but I just need to get the paperwork done. That's priority first. But I will reach out to Ms. Maxine when we hang up because the caregiver is still there with her, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so she came in at 7 o'clock this morning, so this will give me a perfect opportunity to speak to her. And also, you know, you can have the caregiver give me a call as well.
Oh, okay, I'll have the coordinator let her know to give you a call at this number.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Have her call me, and then we can go from there.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.